Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Okay. Thank you, Mendel.
I'm just missing you so much.
Ah, so you have to come to me first. I have to have you and your whole mishpacha. That's funny. It is a good one. Come, Yehuda. Yehuda Krupka. Then we ask Maish Zerker. Maish, after him you're playing. I want you to play for Noah. Hudi. Avila. Avi Kranz. Well, Avi Kranz. Avi, how are you? Nice to see you. I want to share with you today, I'm going to share a Noam Elimelech. His yard site's coming. I want to share with you a Noam Elimelech. Dubi, I'm going to tell you the Noam Elimelech the way I understand it. But we need Elokai Neshama, some music to bring us places. Then we'll share this Noam Elimelech. If you could do Elokai, I like that. Yeah, some music.
Yeah, boy, son. Hashem Elokai Velokei Avosai Riboy Olam Haseh Adoy Kol HaNishamos Riboy Olam Haseh Adoy Kol HaNishamos Hashem Elokai Velokei Avosai Riboy Kol HaMaasim Adoy Kol HaNishamos Riboy Kol HaMaasim Adoy Kol HaNishamos
Mais uma moeda no mundo
Nishama shenasato bi Tu hayahi Elikah Nishama shenasato bi Tu hayahi Sato yitzato ato Fato bi Ato nishamro bikirbi Ato sit litlo mimeni Sito bi osilomo Kos lancha nishamro bikirbi Moide ani lefonecha Shani Shama Bikiri Moide Ani Lidonecho Hashem Elokai Velokei Avosai Hashem Elokai Velokei Avosai Riboy Kol HaMaasim Adoy kol
ha-nishamos, Sivoy kol ha-maasim, Adoy kol ha-nishamos. Thank you. And we definitely need a song or two more. I want to share a Noam Elimelech. I never even told this to Hudi. You've never heard this from me. I don't believe this Noam Elimelech. I said like a chelek of it on Shabbos. I want to give more to this. The way I understand the Noam Elimelech, Davi. But first, a couple more negunim. It's coming to his yard site, the Noam Elimelech. Was Reb Ezi here? When's the Noam Elimelech's yard site?
Okay, but it's okay. It's Sunday.
This Sunday.
But it was a
shun up. Very good.
The Ramah brings a yesh shayrim that you should do it both
others. Aha. Okay. I understand. Yeah. Good.
It wasn't easy. It should have been, but
it wasn't. So, okay. So, it's a shtickle this Sunday. That's an arichas. Maish, if you do your song also. Ben, then maybe you'll give us one, then I can share the Naim Elimelech. Thank you. Moshe Zerker. out the gates on the snowy road. Donkey left the gates on the snowy road. Kiyata yama di. Donkey left the gates on the snowy road. Kiyata yama di. When I feel like I'm a fool, I know I must stand tall. God is watching over me. When I feel like I'm a fail, I know I must prevail. 'Cause God is the only one you need. And that's the thought that sets me free.
I don't think it's ever been that quiet during a song ever. Pretty mobile. Pulls back.
Something new.
Running, you know, ready?
Yeah.
What?
Keep running.
Yeah, yeah. Right, do running, do running.
Please, please.
I haven't done some in a minute.
It's been a while. It's been a while. You know it, dude, right?
So beautiful, but I couldn't see yet. Oh, you see me running, oh, running back to you, oh, running back to you. You see me running, running back to you. Oh, oh, you see me running, oh, running back to you. Running back to you, see me running, running back to you. And I don't. don't have to live with fear. Cause I know you're watching over me, watching over me, watching over me. You see me running, oh, running back to you, oh, running back to you.
na na na. Oh 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 na na na.
You ever heard that song? That's the first time you played that one, Benz?
I think so, yeah.
That's gorgeous. What? Play that one? I wrote that one?
Look me in the eye.
This happens every time. I don't know why. Every single time.
Look me in the eye, tell me all the truth you try to hide. Tell me all the things that you deny. It's time to open up. Cause it's building up inside. Tell me that it's okay that I can cry. Show a little weakness, human side. Let it all pour out. What do you want from me? A little honesty. Oh, that's the hardest part. Bringing to life what you kept in the dark. You tell me it's the only way to move on and feel okay. And what you say to me, oh, it will set you free. Look me in the eyes, tell me all the truth you try to hide. Tell me all the things that you deny. It's time to open up. Cause it's building up inside. Tell me that it's okay that I can cry. Show a little weakness, human side. Let it all pour out. Oh. Told me you to listen and be here when times get bad. Oh, look me in the eye. Tell me all the truth and try to hide. Tell me all the things that you deny. It's time to open up. Cause it's building up inside. Tell me that it's okay, I can cry. Show a little weakness with human side. Let it all pour out. What do you want from me? A little honesty. Oh, that's the hardest part. Bringing to life what you kept in the dark. You tell me it's the only way to move on. Okay, and what you say to me, we will set you free. Look me in the eyes, tell me all the truth you try to hide. Tell me all the things that you deny. It's time to open up. building up inside. Tell me that it's okay, I can cry. Show a little weakness, you inside. Let it all pour out. Just let it all pour out.
Thank you to Maish, to Bensi, and to Yehuda. The pasuk says, the pasuk in Parashas Vayikra, in the past week's parasha, so it says, Asher nasi yachta. The pasuk says, Asher will translate that, nasi yachta, when or that the nasi sins, va'as achas mikol mitzvah Hashem. If the leader of Klal Yisrael sins, and he does one of the mitzvahs that Hashem said, Laisa Asena, one should not do it, Bishgaga, V'ashem, and he's guilty. So the Torah describes a special karban for the Nasi, for the leader of Klal Yisrael. It's in page 293, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Abbez. Page 293, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Abbez. It says, Asher Nasi Yechta, that or when the Nasi sins, and he's over one of the mitzvahs that Hashem said not to do, b'shoigeg. So it says he brings a special karban. Everybody knows there's the karban. Every person, b'shoigeg, is over a lav that's chayiv kares. If a lav that's chayiv kares, one is over b'shoigeg by accident, so there's a karban chatas. If a Nasi, a leader in Klal Yisrael, is over a mitzvah that Hashem said not to do b'shoigeg, so says the Torah, he has a special karban. V'hevi has karbanai seir izim zachar tamim. The Nasi has a special, special karban he brings when he's over an avera b'shoigeg. Now the language in the Torah, when it says if somebody sins, previously it says im, if. And the language that we would expect Hashem to write is im nasi yechta. If it would be consistent earlier, it says im kol adas Yisrael. The language of sim in a makayim a Mashiach yechta. The earlier psukim say if, im, if. So it should say im nasi yechta. If the nasi sins, if the leader of Klal Yisrael sins, the following is his karban. But it uses a very unusual language. It doesn't say Herschel if. It says asher, a language of when. Asher nasi yechta, when the nasi sins. It doesn't say if he sins. Says Rashi, a pshat, from Chazal, asher is a lashon ashrei, fortunate. Fortunate, what's fortunate? Ashrei, ashrei yoshev esecha, fortunate are those who dwell in the house of Hashem. Asher nasi yechta is melashin ashrei fortunate. Ashrei fortunate that the nasi sinned. What does that mean? Says Rashi, ashrei adur. Lucky is the generation. Shanasi shaloi, that its leaders, naisein lev, give their heart. Lahavi kapar al shigagasai, to bring a karban for their mistakes. Certainly they regret their mazid. So that's what it means. Lucky is the generation, ashrei, lucky is the generation whose leaders bring a karban for their mistakes, and of course they regret their mazid. That's what the pasuk says. Ask the Noam Elimelech, and I'd like to share this incredible pshat the way I understand it. What does it mean the generation's lucky when our leaders are mischarit for their shaygig, are nice and lave to bring karbanas for their shaygig, and certainly they regret their mazid? What does that mean, lucky is the generation whose leaders admit their shaygig and bring an amischar on their mazid? What is the shvach, what is the praise to the generation? What's being said here in this pasuk? Ashrei ador, fortunate is the generation. I'm going to say over the Noam Elimelech, I can't promise this is what he means. I could say learning the piece in Noam Elimelech, this is what it said to me. I can't blame it on the Noam Elimelech. I could tell you learning the piece. When we learn Torah, it's Ma'ira stuff in us. So I could tell you what it said to me and share as follows. The first question is, why is that good for the generation that the leaders have Averis? The leaders have Mezid and Shaygig. Of course they do tshuva. But isn't the best thing for the generation? The leaders are tzaddikim. Why is it a maila ashrei adar? Fortunate is the generation whose leaders regret their Shaygig and are mischarit for their Mezid. What's the shvach of the generation? Just question one. And question two is, it sounds like, doesn't say im, if the Nasi sins, it sounds like this is going to happen. Ashrei, lucky is the generation, this happens, but Asher Nasi Echta sounds like Asher, that the Nasi sins, it's going to happen. It almost sounds like Avtacha, a promise. So besides saying how lucky the generation, it's like a gift from Hashem. There's going to happen. Don't worry about it. What's happening? What's being said in the Pasuk? So I'd like to share the Noam Elimelech by expressing. My son said over, and there's just the truth to what he's saying. Maishas baishas laredas. Maisha Rabbeinu delays coming down from Har Sinai. And Klal Yisrael serves the Egel. It has to be understood, it's Pashtus, that it was something the way the Erev Rav related to Moshe that brings the Egel. It wasn't just, whoa, we lost Moshe and we did an Egel. There was some chet, there was some sin in the way we related to Gedolim. What I want to share with the Chevra is there are two ways to relate to Tzaddikim. Somebody asked Reb Miller about Rebbes. I'm going to quote him, and then I'm going to try to give over what I think this means. Somebody asked Reb Miller about Rebbes. And he said it could be a stepping stone to God, but sometimes it stops there. Now, I'd like to express what I understand this means. There are two ways a person can use a tzaddik, a Rebbe, a gadol. There are two ways that a person could use a tzaddik, a Rebbe, and gadol. There's one way a person uses that is certainly around the tzaddik. They're certainly in the vicinity of the tzaddik, in the vicinity of an Adam gadol, in the vicinity of a servant of Hashem. One senses relevance, one feels eternity, and there's a way of like tapping into that, but I have no shaychus to that. One could be like an observer of, and it's geschmack to watch. One goes to a ball game and watches a baseball player. I have no shaykhs to that. I can't do what he does, but it's geschmack to observe it. And people can be around tzaddikim, and there could be a sense that it's kedai to see this. Check out something eternal. And there could be a checking out, but I have no shaykhs to it. There's a much better use of tzedkus. That's one oifen that people connect to the tzaddik, to the gadol. I have no shaychus, but it's something to see, it's something to observe, it's something to experience. There's a whole nother shaychus to the tzaddik that we're shaykh to what he has, that a human being is shaykh to Hashem. That from the tzaddik, the human being is inspired that I am shaykh to it. The pasuk in Yeshaya says that the Einesh for serving Hashem by rote, b'pibu svasav kibduni v'libay rechak mimeni, if a person serves Hashem by rote, we lose tzaddikim. We lose misa tzaddikim is an Einesh for serving Hashem, not with a chiyus. And what does it have to do with we lose tzaddikim? There's an oifen a person could be around relevance. Say, I'm not shy to it, but chach, I could be around it. Hashem takes away tzaddikim. The people are serving by rote. There's an imitation of something. And the tzaddik has the chiyus. He's climbing, growing, connecting to Hashem. We have no shaykhs to this, so they're robotically serving, and the chayus to the group is the tzaddik who's not robotically serving but climbing. That's an inappropriate use of the tzaddik. The biggest use of the tzaddik is the sense. The tzaddik gives over the neshama that's in us all, the capacity in normal human beings to reach Hashem. Says the Nayim Elimelech, if the tzaddik is viewed as a different type of being than the rest of us, so the generation is disconnected to its tzaddikim, the tzaddik, well, I'm like this human guy with human thoughts, with human insecurity, with human condition. You have a tzaddik who we have like no shaykhs to. There's a disconnect between the generation and the tzaddik. Says the Naim Elimelech, Ashrei Adar, lucky is the generation who the tzaddikim, and they see the tzaddikim as people who have done tshuva, who have been nice and lave to mischaret on shaygeg, and kalvuchaymer on zidainus, and certainly on their mezid, even on the shaygeg they've done tshuva, and certainly on the mezid, is lucky is the generation, it's a generation who looks to people that are people like them, and have climbed, and have worked through, and then have overcome and have done tshuva, so they understand they are shayich to tzedkus, to Hashem as well. The tzaddik's not just the perfect being who, like me, I have sins, averus, worries, bad thoughts. And the tzaddik's like not shayich to the world I have. That's an unfortunate generation. The Naim Elimelech says that Hashem will purposely be machshil the tzaddikim in averus, so the whole generation gets to experience the process of tzedkus, the process of growing, the process of overcoming, and to learn their shayach to it. Ashrei Adar, the Naim Elimelech says that's a generation where the people feel shayches to the tzaddik. He also relates to mistakes. He also relates to stumbles. And he's climbed and is climbing and is overcoming. He's nice and lave. That's a tremendous thing for the generation. The tzaddikim, in the tzaddik's tshuva, in the tzaddik's climb, says the Naim Elimelech, he brings the generation with him. Because he is them and they are him. They're shayach to him. They're shayach to the steiging that he had. That's what the Naim Elimelech says in this pasuk of Asher Nasi Yechta Ashrei Adar. Yes?
I want to show us for the same. Why not use the same Lashon?
Explain.
Like it says Asher here and it says when here and if there.
Here he says Hashem will purposely be Machshel. It's not him. Hashem will purposely. That's why it says Ashrei. It's not him. Hashem will purposely be Machshel, the tzaddik. So in his tshuva and in his process, he'll see himself connected to the people. He's also a person with flaws and challenges and difficulties, and they'll see themselves connected to him. And then in his rising, they will rise as well. In the tzaddik's process, they will have the process as well. When we relate to our tzaddikim, when we understand that tzaddikim are big, they're the G'dayle Yadur, and their thoughts are very, very lofty, extremely, exceedingly lofty, but they've built to there, they've overcome, and they've worked, and they've discovered, and they've processed to there, and we are shayach to that. We're shayach to the madrigas of the tzaddik. We're shayach to the madrigas of the tzaddik. I once said over in yeshiva that Sfasemis is kasha. It says when Yaakov Avinu left the city, so it says Yitzia Tzaddik min ha'ir Asher Reishim. The tzaddik leaving the city makes an impact. And the kasha is, why does it teach about the impact of the tzaddik when he leaves? Teach about the impact of the tzaddik when he's there. So why say when the tzaddik leaves, Pana Ziva, Pana, and when he's there, who Ziva, who Adara? Why does the Torah teach us the impact of the tzaddik in context, Herschel, of him leaving? Speak about when the tzaddik's there. And in a certain way, Herschel, when the tzaddik's there, we have the nisayon of either relying on the tzaddik or sensing that's the tzaddik, it has no shaykhs to us. When the tzaddik leaves, we want the tzaddik. We miss the tzaddik. We end up learning that we could still have the tzaddik by being similar. We can connect and be connect to what we're shayich to that. And in a certain way, we have the tzaddik more when we chap we're shayich. Yitzias tzaddik ir asa raishim. Yes, the Svasemis, there's a certain amount that when he leaves, he could have the tzaddik more. There's a certain amount that when he leaves, he could have it more. The guys are starting, I saw Penny before, Mo is back. Guys, come back. It's very, very hard to leave a yeshiva. It's hard. The yeshiva has eternal, has values. It has sincerity. There's something here. It's hard to leave. In a certain way, a guy could tap in more to the yeshiva leaving. In a certain way, he could have the yeshiva more. I'm not pretending. In a certain way when a person leaves, and it's not to be a pretend, it's not the difficulty is recognized. This is not a shallow comfort, because to leave something is difficult. I wouldn't say this to the guys upon leaving. I wouldn't say it to somebody struggling. It's not like the nechama at a shiva house. And we're human beings and we feel that it's difficult to depart. But I'm saying a truth, and I say it upon the guys returning, that in a certain way when one is apart and one taps into the thing and doesn't rely on the thing but taps into the thing, in a certain way one has it deeper and more. And one taps into honesty, into presentness, into chevreshaft, into celebrating his own humanness and accepting his own humanness and serving in his own humanness, Hashem. When one taps into all these ideals, in a certain way, he's more connected than when he was at the thing itself. Being around the tzaddik is a certain connection. But the generation that taps into the tzaddik, Ashrei Adar, that has a tzaddik that's doing tshuva, that's like them, they relate to him and he relates to them. We're shayich to that which he came to. It's shaykh, we have shaykhs to that. He's not stam, the tzaddik, there's relevance by him. We're shaykh to that relevance. We're shaykh to what the tzaddik is doing, to the avayda. That's a different way of tapping into the tzaddik. That is shaykhs to us. It's not just he's relevant and I could be near him. There's a line the Messias Hasharim brings about the Adam Hashalim, is the whole world's created litzab seshalzu. I want to tell you the klipa of it, the shallow and the much deeper. It says the whole world's created litzav sishelzu. Litzav means to be near, the involvement. The world's created for the involvement with the Adam Hashalom. So the external view is find an Adam Hashalom and hang out near him. We love pictures of us next to Gedolim. We love that, and it's a good tzech. So we have pictures, you see, I'm shaykh. We hang out with the Gadol, we visit the Gadol, we spend time, there's a truth. Because the world was created, Litzav Seshelzu, to be connected to him. But the much deeper thing of Tzav Seshelzu is we have Shaychus to him. What he is, what he became, what he's becoming, we have Shaychus. Litzav Seshelzu is we're hanging out with the Tzaddik because we're Shaykh to what he's Shaykh to. We're Shaykh, the Tzaddik is doing something and is something. We're shayach to that. It's shayach to us human beings, with normal thoughts, with normal temptations. We're shayach to that. That's what the Noam Elimelech describes the tzaddikim. The big tzaddikim who felt shayach to the tzibur. The Noam Elimelech, the tzaddikim told many stories, and there are many stories at the Noam Elimelech, with Rav Levi Yitzchak of Bardichev, where they celebrated the regular yid. And the whole shul was davening, and they said the regular Yud's tefillah was the most powerful. I was at a friend of mine, is a holy person, Rav Aaron Wilk, and he made a bar mitzvah. And one row in front of me, at the bar mitzvah, Shachris, there was a young man who had some mental challenges. He wasn't similar. He thought different than most people. He has a different makeup, a different construction. He wasn't neurotypical, is the way we like saying it today. He wasn't neurotypical. A different way of thinking. He was davening a row in front of me, one set over. He was davening the Yom Kippur davening, the regular Shabbos. And this person who was not neurotypical was davening Yom Kippur. He was davening beautifully. And I saw it was the Yom Kippur. He went much longer. And he was davening the Yom Kippur, Shemon Esrei. And it was so, he was the guy all the Rebbes taught us about. The sincerity, the Yid was close to Hashem. Would it be that my davening was like maybe like Shaykh to this? I hope standing near him. The Rebbes taught us about the authenticity and the value and the beauty of such a Yid. But in a deeper way, what they saw in a Yid, the Naimeli Melech was a Goyin, was a Tzaddik, and he saw in the normal Yid, he saw tremendous Madregas that he aspired to. There was a connection in Am Yisrael that they didn't feel different, and every Yid was Shayach to what they had. They were Shayach to what every Yid had, that there's something in a Yid that was big and was Shayach to them, and they were Shayach to him. So somebody else would see, it's a funny guy, he's so silly, he doesn't know. There's a book, Tales Out of Shul, by Rav Silverman's Rav. There was a Rav in Atlanta, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, I like his writings. Rav Emanuel Feldman, a beautiful Rav, he lives in Eretz Yisrael today, he has beautiful writings, beautiful essays, a very intelligent man. I believe his brother-in-law is with the Ner Yisrael Rosh Hashiva. Yes. I believe his brother-in-law is very special Yid. So he says he had a lady in his shul who every time she would bench, she would say, Ritzei Yalav Yavai and Alanisim. They say like Shabbos Chanukah, he would call it, Shabbos Chanukah, he would call it the Mrs. Coopersmith, I think her name was. It was the Mrs. Coopersmith Shabbos, because all of Klal Yisrael would say that. There was something about this lady, she wasn't learned. She didn't have the background everybody else had, and she said everything. And who had the guts to correct Mrs. Coopersmith? Her Ernst Tefillah, she said the whole bencher. She would say, on a normal Shabbos, she'd say, Ritzei Yalav Yavi and Alanisim. And he was very like moved by the sincerity. That guy in the row in front of me, on Shabbos morning, he was davening a Yom Kippur Shemon Esrei. So in a way, somebody would laugh, so unsophisticated. Somebody should, and I'm not making a sheet out of being ignorant. Chas v'shom, I'm proud that I know what Shemon Esrei to daven. But I am saying that the sincerity of that person is something I want to tap into. There could be a danger. The great Rebbes weren't making sheetas out of not knowing how to read, not knowing how to bench. There wasn't the sheeta. They were saying Kedushas Yisrael, Nishmas Yisrael, and they saw in every Yid tremendous greatness. That's a shvach on the leaders. It's a shvach on the dar, and that was the connection to tzaddikim. It wasn't the tzaddik doing his thing, and I have no shaykh, so let me at least get a seat in such a game. Let me watch such a player, Chach. No. It's I'm shayich to him, and he viewed it. We're all shayich to something. That's what it means. The whole world's created litzabsa shelzu. The whole world's created to connect to this one because they have a shayichus to what he is and what he's doing and what he's becoming. So that's how the Naim Elimelech speaks. Ashrei Adar. There was some author. Yet a tzaddik wanted to write a book. Very special Yid. I'm not getting involved in the political discussions. I don't even know the book. I don't really care so much for politics. But he wanted to write a book about the development of Tzaddikim and Gedolim. And his point was, I love Gedolim books. I love and we should read. I think we should read Gedolim books. And we should hear that Tzidkus of Tzaddikim is wild and Madregas that are otherworldly. But we're shayach to it. A human being is shayach to that. A human being has shayach. The whole world's created litzavza shelzu means to connect to this, because the Bria should know a human being, a Yid is shayach to this. We're connected to this. We have a shaykhus. We run to tzaddikim. We have pictures us next to tzaddikim because we're shaykh to what they're doing. That's how we could tap in. That's how we can connect. That's the ashrei adar that sees that in the leaders, and the leaders see that in them. What?
You did like the book?
I don't know the book. I like the intention of the author of the book, Mo. The intention, he was mechavent to Noam Melech. I don't know the book. I didn't read it. I don't know. I didn't look into it. But the intention of the author, I know the author. I know family members. The intention of the author was the Noam Melech. That's what he's saying. The intention is pure. But he's saying a message. Yeah. No crime in being human. But this, what'd you say? The Making of a Gadol, it was called. But Shlomo, this Noam Elimelech, I appreciate because I think that he was a kiyum of such a thing. He was a kiyum. He said it on the tzaddikim, that Hashem's machti the tzaddikim should see the people and relate. I say it on the people should see the tzaddikim relate. I don't know. It's hard for me to say exactly what he meant. I think he's picturing. I think this is what the Noam Elimelech is getting over. Yeah, I'm being meisiv, but I don't know. I wasn't there by Yeshua. You can look in the Noam Elimelech. The Noam Elimelech writes this. I appreciate the piece a lot. I see that in the avoid of the tzaddik. Sometimes you see a vert, Shlomo. Somebody tells you a nice vert. Sometimes Yehuda, somebody is their vert. There's not a vert the Noam Elimelech says. I think this was the Noam Elimelech. It wasn't his vert. It's like who he was. We said yesterday, we learned the word the epitaph. We learned this word, like the epitaph of a person. Did I say that right? The epitaph of a person. Is that how to pronounce it? So yeah, this wasn't like a vert of the Noam Elimelech, though he says the vert. The way I understand what he brought, and then in seeing in Yidden, seeing godless and greatness, he saw the madrigas that he climbed, he saw that in Yidden and was inspired by Yidden in that way, as opposed to seeing himself as something different than the tzibur. He didn't see it that way. So that's this word, Asher Nasi Yechta, that the Noam Elimelech shares. I think we have the opportunity in our tzaddikim to see it that way. To see it in our tzaddikim, in big people, to see people who tapped into something that we're shaykh to. I think when we do that, so we gain inspiration from tzaddikim to tap in and to grow, and we're shaykh to things. To meet tzaddikim and walk away feeling not shaykh is like the danger. That's the clip of this. We can meet tzaddikim and feel like no shaykhus. That's the opposite of this. That's what I think the Pirish Reb Miller said, that a Rebbe could be a stepping stone to God or it could stop there. It could be something, we're shaykh to it. That doesn't mean that we're there. It doesn't mean that we're doing it. It means that we're shaykh. We could tap into something and push and grow, and we're shaykh. And avada, being around the tzaddik, is ma'ayir us to tap in more, to reach places that we're shaykh to. That's what I wanted to share, this piece in the Noam Elimelech that I think is very, very important. The Megillas Esther that we were zeicha to read has many lessons in the Megillas Esther, and one of they all have shaykhs. They're all related. There's a deep nekuda that connects these. But one of the inyan is Amunas Chachamim. One of the places of reading the Megillas Esther is Amunas Chachamim. It speaks about Mordechai HaTzadik, who Klal Yisrael could have said, you're the cause of the problems. The Tzadik started giving Musar to Klal Yisrael to remember who we are. We could have all been Mahari if the Mordechai said, hello, you didn't bow to Haman, the Sanhedrin held to bow because of you, there's a Gzeir of Kliya, and you're giving us Musar, and Klal Yisrael displayed tremendous Emunas Chachamim. It's very, very connected to Amalek, and I'd like to explain. In the parsha of eradicating Amalek in Bishalach, we read the Psukim Kiseid saying, Bishalach, when it speaks about remembering what Amalek does, so the Psukim say, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ksoiv Zois, write down the story of Amalek, Zikaroim Basefer, write it down, in a sefer, as a remembrance in a sefer, v'sim ba'azne Yeshua, but also tell it over to Yeshua. The Svarim bring here that it says to write it. So Genokshain, what do you have to tell Yeshua also? It's not enough to write it. There has to be Rebbe and Talmud. There has to be through Simbaz Ne Yeshua means have a Rebbe and have a Talmud. It's not enough to write the story of Amalek and people to learn it. They have to receive it from a Rebbe. Simbaz Ne Yeshua. Now why by Amalek is this inyan of a Rebbe? V'munas Chachamim. Simbaz Ne Yeshua. Which speaks about it's not enough to read the parsha, one has to learn it from a Rebbe. Rebbe Talmud. Why in the sugya of Amalek? Amalek's an attack on God. Amalek's an attack on Klal Yisrael, Anachnu Yisrael Amay. And there's an inyan here of Rebbe Talmud. And the whole Megillah is an inyan comes out of Emunas Chachamim. Klal Yisrael's belief in Mordechai, the belief in Esther, the belief in the Tzaddik. Very, very simply, the message of the tzaddik is that there's an ummah and a people that are shayach to be the Am Hashem. That's what the tzaddik himself teaches. The tzaddik's not that there's the people and the tzaddik who's like the separate entity. The tzaddik teaches the ummah, the deep connection that's in our ummah. That's what the tzaddik teaches the ummah. When Klal Yisrael sins by the egel, Hashem says to Moshe, Lech raid. Leave Shamayim. Lech raid. Raid mit gadluscha. Leave your gadlus. The point of the gadlus of the leader is for the Am to see what we're shayach to. If Klal Yisrael related to Moshe Rabbeinu in a way that brought an egel, which means we saw we had a tzaddik, there was a bechina, but we said, we're not shayach to that. To the point that we worshipped an egel when he was late in coming, we lost it all. It meant that he was precious, but we're not shayach to it. That's why we sinned when we lost the Moshe Rabbeinu, because we said we're not shayach to it. Hashem said, "Raid me gadluscha, leave your gadlus. Your gadlus is for the ummah to see what they're shayach to. The Rebbe, the Mordechai, the Esther that teaches the Dar what we're shayach to. The Mordechai and Esther that inspire the Dar, that uplift the Dar, is because we're shayach to the tzedkos of that. That's the pirish of a Rebbe, that's the pirish of a Maneg Adar. We're shayach to that. Guys will go places. You'll go to Eretz Yisrael, and you'll speak, I was snicky, my Rebbe. Speak about you. You're shayach to something. You're shayach, that's what we get from a Rebbe. I think right now my Rebbe's in the hospital as we speak. Should have refuah shleima. I think about him, I think about the things he gave us, but he taught us what we're shayach to, and he teaches us what we're yes shayach to. Wow, my Rebbe. We could tap into something that our Rebbe shared with us. When somebody asks, who's your Rebbe? What's your Rebbe? Just get to know you. You tapped into something that you're shayach to. That's the sugya. When Amalek who attacks Am Yisrael, who attacks our people, so in that sugya speaks about Emunas Chachamim, the tzaddikim, who show our ummah who we are. They bring out Kedushas Yisroel. They bring out Tzidkus Yisroel. They bring out the preciousness. They're not an exception from the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash is shayach to them, and they're shayach to the Beis Medrash. There's an Abbasir Reb Nassim that the Baal Shem was very, very into saying over. And I want to explain it in a deeper oifen. The Abbasir Reb Nassim says, if you have a friend who's steiging, you have a chaver who steigs. It's Abbas Reb Nassim. It's a memra from Rebbe Kiva, from the Tana Rebbe Kiva. He says, if you're part of a chabura and your friend steigs, and eina oisa kemaseim, you're not doing the tzidkus of your friend, you get his schar. That's like a magic, as a. If a guy in your base medish finishes mesechtas, you're not, you get his schar. It's like a hack. Could just like twiddle your thumb and sleep all day, but at least cheer on your friend. If he does well, you get the schar. Your friend makes a siyum, you have a siyum on a mesechta. What's the aimik? What's being said here? What's being said is you and your friend, you're shayach to that too. You encourage and he grows and you're shayach to his tzidkus also. You have your display of Kiddush Shemayim, the aspects you brought out. But you're shayach to serving Hashem. You're shayach. From the Beis Medrash, a tzaddik comes and it teaches us what we're shayach. Now support it and encourage it and bring out your own kiddush amayim. But you're shayach and you get schar means that you're shayach to those rewards and those things that come out of your friends. We're shayach. That's the avoid of the tzaddik. That's the avoid, the place of Rebbeim, of Manhigim, that a generation connects to its Manhigim in a deep and powerful way, and with the Manig. People go to big tzaddikim and experience Shabbos. With the Manig's experience of Shabbos, we also found our connection to Shabbos in that. We also find, it says about Moshe Rabbeinu, says to Klal Yisroel, he says, what does Hashem want except to fear Him? Frek the Gemara, the Chiyera Milsa Zutrasu, Frek the Gemara in Bracha, says, Yira Shemayim easy? Says Gemara, yes, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's easy, Legabe Moshe. But he's talking to Klal Yisroel. But Legabe Moshe means in the Tzaddik's Yira Shemayim, we could tap in, we see what's Shayach to us. So when Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's easy for me, he's saying it's easy for us. He's saying we're shayach to this. That which I tapped in, you're shayach to also. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to the people. That's our relationship to Rabbeim, to Tzaddikim, to Gedolim, is the sense we learn what we're shayach to, what's in us. We learn what we're, not just what, I don't want to say potential, because not, it's nothing to do with what I could do with work. What I could find in me. Not what we're shayach potentially to. I'm not talking about, well, if I would work hard like you, not what I'm talking about. He's not working so hard, he's tapped in. Of course, then it comes out as tremendous siddhus and tremendous amelus, but for certain. But he's megala to us what we're shayach, what's in us, and what we're shayach to. That's the world of the tzaddik. So that's the Naim Elimelech says here. I think that's what the Naim Elimelech brought. I've said over many times about that. It's said on the Naim Elimelech that anybody touched the handle of his door was Chayza B'tshuva. I think his view of a Yid, his view of Am Yisrael, and his understanding of Klal Yisrael and the Tzidkus and the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael brought them to those places to see in themselves what he saw in them. That's a Nasi in Klal Yisrael who was remarkably connected to his people. So if he saw the flaws of the people, he knew his own flaws. He was nice and lave to be mischarid at his own shaygin, kavachaymer on his mezid. And as such, he saw his own journey. He saw the people's limitations. We're all human beings. And yet a human can get so close to Hashem. So I have a pride in yeshiva. As we're seeing in yeshiva, more guys learning. More guys davening. I have an observation in yeshiva that I'm tremendously proud of. I have seen environments when somebody steigs of looking down at somebody earlier in the journey or somebody struggling. I've seen a certain, like, oh, I don't want to be with him. Whoa. And it brings up insecurities. There's reasons for it. A person doesn't feel so comfortable where they are. Maybe it reminds them of challenges. I love it. A nekuda here that I observe. A guy steiging. We've had B'nai Torah steiging. People coming to Chachamim. Shasyin. They sit next to the next one. I watch Rai Glazer sit next to any guy in yeshiva, young guy. He sits, he's an equal in the dining room. He plops down and he's eating lunch with whoever's next to him. Two equals, two people. You don't see this metzius of the steiger feeling like, if I can't. Two human beings with big souls. He sees Sidkus in the other. He sees Shaychus, and the other sees Shaychus in this one. That's Ashrei Adar. That's mamish what the Naim Elimelech is describing. A lucky Asher Nasi Yechta. Fortune is a generation that the Nesiim. That's the view of the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik's view of the Klal. There's that beautiful view of each other. That's a fortunate generation. I've seen this quality in yeshiva. I see it by the guys steiging and learning. There's a sense of two big souls and human, cloaked in humanity, cloaked in humanness, struggle with human things. Chaz, I see this quality in the yeshiva, the Ashrei Adar Shenasi Yechta. I see here, it's geschmack watching people steig and not look down at another one. Not look. I think that looking down creates a tremendous divide, and you have the haves, the have-nots, those that are shayach, those that are not. It's not a truth. It's not a truth. You have somebody who's plugged into what is, and the guy who hasn't plugged in yet, he hasn't found it yet, what he is. But he's shayach, very shayach to it, and they're shayach to each other. Somebody asked one of our chevra at the Shabbos in Eretz Yisroel, how do you have a Shabbos together? You, who's like a Talmud Chacham, Muflig, and him, like what's the Shabbos? It's a tremendously superficial question. The Ashrei Anasi Yechta, the vision of the Noam Elimelech, of people who tapped in Yid, so then how do they have a Shabbos? How wouldn't they have a Shabbos together, two neshamas? So I asked, I wanted Yehuda, he started the Leikai Neshamash and Asat to be Tairahi. That's the Noam Elimelech's view and understanding. That Bachar impacted our whole yeshiva. Should be his schus for his precious neshama. That Bachar who showed what he sang, I said to Noam Elimelech that the verb was him. I say on that Bachar that he didn't just sing a Lekai Neshama Shinasat, but he was a Kiyam of Lekai Neshama. That video we showed the Chevra, he was a Kiyam of Lekai Neshama Shinasatabi. This was the world that the Noam Elimelech saw. It was a world in which people did Shuvah, in such a world. When we sing, on Purim, we sang a lot in the wagon of the Baal Shem. But we're saying this. If you want, like, I just translated the song in the wagon of Baal Shem. I gave an arichus, a 45-minute translation of the song in the wagon of the Baal Shem. We just translated for the chevra, maybe a translation. What wagon? What world? We're in the wagon. They're right. This chevra, this geshmaka chevra, that are trying to tap into a Torah that was taught, a Torah that's emes. This is part of that Torah that we're trying to tap into. Thank you, Yehuda. Let's get to second Seder. There will be, Dashikaya Chevri, there will be, it is 5:20, there'll be a Mincha at 6:30. 6:30, 6:30, second Seder now. 6:30, what is it? Means that we're tapping into something that he created, a world that he created. It means Mincha, he created Mincha, Mincha. Something.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.